Okay. Siman Pei Vav, Halachas of Bayim. Let me be Magdim. Actually, the Gilyam Arshot Seichin Suach, the Chuvah Sam Sefer. Every sugya in Shas has at least one unbelievable chiddush. So here, let's start with a chiddush of the Sam Sefer. The Gilyam Arshot brings Kever Menachai Dami Elam and Tikach Loch V'loy Lekalbach Yalfinon Debeyim Mutarim Taisus Cholim. He brings a Taisus in Masechtas Cholim, who says that Lechaira eggs should have a halacha of Eiver Menachai, Yoitza Menachai. It's a piece of a living chicken, which is expelled from the body. And the chicken is still alive. So why isn't it Eiver Menachai? So Taisus says, you're right, it should be Eiver Menachai. But it's Xeris HaKosov Tikach Loch in Parshas Kiseitze by the din of Meshulach HaKan, it says Esabonim Tikach Loch, which means Tikach Loch is the, it goes on the Beyim and the Bonim, and Tikach Loch V'lay L'Kalbach, it doesn't mean you have to take the eggs to feed to your dog, you're allowed to eat eggs. Were not for that Pasik Zaktaisrus, then eggs would be Eivim Rachai, and we wouldn't be allowed to eat eggs, which would be a tremendous inconvenience, not just for eggs themselves, which maybe we could do without, but what?
Eggs.
The cholesterol might be better, but for the different products that have eggs, it would be a major problem. But anyway, halacha is eggs. What?
Why is color different?
Oh, 1 second. Good question. So Taisus says that eggs are mutter because of this Gezeres HaKosov. And he says, Ein Shuvas Chassam Seifus, I mean, your test. He doesn't say what the Chassam Seifus says. So let me tell you what it says there in the Shuvas Chassam Seifer. He says that the Heter, he says the Isser of Eivim Nachai applies to Jews and non-Jews alike. By Yidden, we find a Heter to eat the eggs. But who says that a guy is allowed to eat eggs? For a guy, there should still be an Isser of Eivim Nachai. Because by Goyim, it's Eivim Nachai, and the Pasuk Tikach Loch is not by Goyim.
A guy can't be more chomer, though.
Oh, 1 second. So he says, L'chayr, it should be usher to eat eggs. He says, what about milk? He says, milk, the Gemara asks, why milk is mutter? It goes out, comes out of Eivim Menachai, it comes out from a chai, kol ha'yotze minatame tame, the chai itself is usher. So the Gemara brings a number of psukim that say that eggs are mutter. It brings the pasuk Eretz Avos Chol Vudvash, and the Gemara asks Akasha, that milk is mutter. Sorry, Gemara brings a, this is a Gemara. This is, the Gemara is bring a taisis. Eggs is a taisis. Milk is a Gemara. Gemara wants to say Eretz Avos Chol Vudvash. The Gemara says Dil Mula Schayra. It's no raya. So the Gemara brings the Charitze Cholov that David, when David went to visit his brothers during the battle, when he came to Goliath, he brought them from his father some food. You go to visit your kids in camp, you bring them food. So they were in the army, which was a camp, and he sent food. And one of the things was Charitze Cholov, he sent them cheeses made from milk. And from there we see that milk is mutter. But then it brings another pasuk. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayikach Chema V'Cholov. It says that he sent with Yishmael, and he Vayikach Chema V'Cholov, and Memela, we see it's mutter. So there, it's even for a ben Nayach, because Avraham Avinu was feeding these two Arabs, or three Arabs, that he thought they were Arabs. So we see milk is mutter to a ben Nayach. That's good. Yeah, okay. I'll give Sisra milk another raya. So milk, we have a heter. But eggs, what's the heter to give eggs to a guy? So Sefer says, Lamaskada. He says, let's see. Eggs of non-kosher birds. He says, is Ichan halal to give to a guy? There's no tzad heter. It's Eivim Menachai. Egg of a behemoth of a oif tamei, is Ichan halal to give? What about eggs of ha'if tar? He says, it's totally in the machlekes rishayim. We have later the halach of mifarcheses. Mefarcheses is a similar sugya, where you have a bird that was shechted, and it's mefarches, it's still jumping around, it still shows signs of life. At that point, are you allowed to eat the bird? Now, to be honest, it's kind of hard to cook it while it's mefarcheses and they come to eat it. So it may not be so nogeya, but it is nogeya. What happens if while it's mefarches, somebody cuts off an aver of the bird? Is that aver minachai? Or lavdafka bird from an animal? Is that aver minachai or it's not aver minachai? So, apipashtus, for a Jew it's mutter, because shechita is matter for a Jew. Since shechting is matter for a Jew, it's mutter. But for a guy, it's aver minachai, because it's still alive, it's mefarches. Says the machlekes rishayim, most rishayim bring a klal of mi ikamidi. Is there any such thing the leben noyach asur or leben yisrael mutter? Could there be such a thing that for a Jew it's mutter and for a guy it's asur? The haltira is more machmer on yidden than on guy. So because of mi ikamidi, most rishayim the valley taisvis amatir mefarcheses to a guy, by shechita, by a good shechita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, of course, is the logical. He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "The halacha is shechita is matter for a yid. Shechita is not matter for a guy. So it comes out for a Jew, it's mutter, and for a guy, it's aser. What's the problem? Why me kamidi? Why not? It could be mutter for a Jew and aser for a guy, and therefore the Rambam doesn't hold the me kamidi." Zakhtar Sam Seifer, according to the Rambam, Isser Dairaisa, to give eggs, even chicken eggs, to a guy. Because, if for a kosher bird. From a treifa bird, giving the eggs to a guy, the Sam Seifer says, it's also the Kuliyam. Because it says, Hamashit, Eva Menachai, Leben Noyach, is Eva Belifne Iver. Belifne Iver, I see the Mirshal. So to give a guy eggs from a treifa bird, he says, zikr is lefneiv. But even to give birds from eggs from a kosher bird, which are mutter to a yid, he says, like the Rambam, it's still going to be aser. Like Shitas Rambam, there's still a problem with Eivim and Achai to give chicken eggs to a guy. And he says, v'zel ashayna, at the end of his truva, me'ata temua titama iyuni. He says, I wonder with amazement after my proper iyun, may ein anu regilim limchar bayim lenachrim. Where do we have a heter? Glatmot sells eggs to goyim. To everybody. So he says, so where do you have a heter to sell eggs to goyim? So he says, no, milk is zichamuta. He says because the gzeres hakasev is by goyim, is by Yishmael. By Avraham Yishmael giving to the Arabs. So he wonders. So he says, maybe in a store it's chariv redenara. It's not lifnei either, because if you don't sell it to him, he'll go next door to the Korean store and he'll buy it. So b'meila, he says, it could be that's a heter. That should be by a guy. There's no it's machlokes from Avraham Yishmael, but the Shach says that there's no. It's a drabana of Messiah. But he says to give him a gift, or to give them a piece of cake that has eggs in it, is aser. And then he says, I'm not finished, he says the same thing, if you have pots in your house that have bleas of eggs, and you cook food, you can't give it to a guy. Because Tam Kaker is by Goyim also, he says. And therefore, if you have any pot in your house that has a blea of eggs, so again, like the Rambam, if it's, I assume in your house it's only Eifus Tahirim. So he says, like the Rambam, should still be asked to give it to a guy, side the eggs and side things that I believe. Eivin Achai is even if it falls off by itself. What's the difference? Why inside the body? It's an aver. The egg is there are a cluster of eggs attached to the chicken inside. And when they die, when the chicken has whatever the chicken's name for ovulation is, it ovulates and it's
more than milk.
It's more an eva than milk. And the Gemara clarifies about milk. So look, that part of it, you can't argue with some side. It's a taisvus. Taisvus answers, it's eva menachai. And taisvus answers, that's what the Gemara Shah is bringing. And taisvus answers that it's l'chav alay l'kal becha. So what are you going to do? If, you know, it's a taisvus. And the truth is, it's mukhrach from a milk. No, we're talking about atzamis and gid. And no, if a kidney of a living creature is also eva menachai, basa menachai is also, doesn't have to be an eva. If it has to be buried, it's a separate issue. Halach, it does not have to be buried because it's not an eva as sheish bayatzem. But there's nothing to do. If a piece of skin comes off, you don't have to bury it, but it's still awesome to eat. It's basa menachai.
If
a Jew would eat an egg from a tray for bird, it seems so. What? Eva chai is mutaba no. Yaitza min atame tame. Could be it's different, but I recall not that way that they talk of the milk would be the same. That a fish will not eat chai. They'll eat the whole fish chai. You can eat the whole fish alive. There's no way saying you're going to chai by fish, right? You can eat it. It says al bafishaktu. It says not to, but you're allowed to eat live fish. Al kashrus, you're allowed to eat alive goldfish. Or there's no issa to eat alive. I'm not prepared to answer. I'm not sure. I think there is some discussion regarding body waste, whether it has dinner of Eva Menachai, but I'm just not remembering where. Maybe I'll remember in a little while. Ben Pekua is Shechter. See, that's like Mefarcheses. Mefarcheses is Mutta for a Yid. It's true, a Ben Pekua would be also for a guy and Mutta for a Yid, according to the Rambam. It's true. Because the Ben Pekua also, it's after Shechita and it's alive. It has life.
That's what we're saying. The wholesaler who sells eggs and goes to a guy to sell eggs of Yosef. If you come to him, it's one thing, because we say go next door.
We also like the Rambam. Again, technically, we ask. To sell it, unless it's Chariv or Dinar, unless he can buy it elsewhere. Yes. The chicken should be Eva Menachai. So you kill the animal and.
Kill the egg.
If you kill the animal, it's mutter. It doesn't. Your saying is that if the egg is also, then the chicken should be also. Tysus asks
that
if an egg, Tysus says the following. We have a klal that kala yaitzim and atame tame. Something created from a tame is tame. So Tysus says an egg when it comes out is mutter. But when it's hischalis rakim, when it starts to form into a chick, it becomes aser, that's already aser. And now it forms into a full chicken, which is cracked, cracks the egg and comes out. So why isn't it Hayyotim and Atame Tame? So Taisa says that the rule of Yotim and Atame Tame doesn't apply to things created from eggs. That the cloud doesn't apply because we know that chickens are mutter. That's what Taisa says. We're going to have it, I think, later in the simon.
It's more. Every chicken is
mutter. And that's why it's mutter.
Because the egg, the chicken itself is mutter.
That's what we're talking about.
Not because the
that's what we're talking about. Okay, at any rate, this is the Shuvah Chasam Sofer. I think it's fair to say that the Chasam Sofer is an unusual Shita. I never heard of anybody that would Aser. There's a Tshuva in the Mari Asad, we have upstairs, Lukutei Ha'oris on the Chasam Sofer. So he brings a number of Achrayim who are Matmiya on this Chasam Sofer. Most of the names I don't recognize, the Mari Asad I do recognize. He says he wants to answer the some Seifus Kasha from a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus is talking about when eating dam is aser. So the Gemara says there are five types of blood that are not included in this derisa of dam, because they're not similar to behemah va'ifis, which is in the pasuk next to the parasha of dam. So it excludes five things. It excludes dam adam and dam chagavim and dam dogim, and I'm missing one. And then it excludes dam beim, that the blood in an egg is not also out dam. The blood in an egg, when we say you find blood in the egg, it's aser, it's not going to be out sadam. It's going to be out shaditichla bakula, because it started to form. The Gemara says there's no isadam. Why? Why shouldn't there be isadam in an egg? Says, because you need, the pasuk says, behemava aifis, which is basar. And it's mamayit, dam bayim, she'enoy min basar. Not a type of basar, as I state in the Gemara. So the Mari Asad says that Eva Menachai is only on Basar. I guess that would answer your kasha from Peresh. That's only from the Basar of the Behema. And this is not Basar, and therefore there's no din of Eva Menachai. As I state in the Mari Asad. Which dam am I missing? Human beings, Chagavim, fish, Dambeim, the five Miyutim. One other type of dam that I'm not remembering. Anyway, there are five that I'm looking. And that's what he says. Taisa says you need a miyut.
Can you go to Gemara? What about Chalav?
Chalav is not Taisa. So I don't know.
It's more. You're right.
I don't know. At any rate, it's a truth of some cipher, and that's what he says. At least by most of us have kosher eggs, hopefully. And for kosher eggs, at least, there should be no issue. All right, let's start the Shulchan Aruch Simani Bayim V'dinayim. Quinturam, there's an issue by the kosher eggs. Simani Bayim V'dinayim by Yud Sifim. The simanim of eggs and the dinim, and we have here 10 sifim. Simane Bayim Lahakir Shaheme Oiftar. The simanim of eggs to be able to recognize that they come from a kosher bird. So we don't have here simane tahara. Like we have by animals or fish, there's certain simanim of kashrus. There are no simane kashrus for eggs, but there are simane trefus. There's certain simanim which are definitely not kosher. And he says, Simani Bayim Lahakashem Eiftar, Im Shnei Rosheh Chadin Oi Chadin. As I should say, Chadin Oi Chadin. If the two heads are either rounded or pointy, that's a simon that it's a trefa egg. Oi Shahaya Chelmain mi Bechutz, Chelbain mi Bifnim. Okay, Chelmain is the yolk, and Chelbain is the white. The simon to remember it?
Chalav.
Cholav is white. Chelvain is the white of the egg. Chelmain is the yolk of the egg. If you have the reverse, the yellow on the outside and the white on the inside, these two simanim are beyas oiftame. Actually, any one of these two, it says in the Daki Tshuva, any one of these two is a simon that it's a non-kosher bird. Even if a seller will tell you, what do you mean? I got this egg out of my chicken, out of a kosher bird. Ein saimchen alav. We can't rely on it. So these are simane tame. We'll see in a minute who the meicher is. Here, it's even if the meicher is a frum yid, he says, I got it out of my kosher bird. Ein saimchen alav. You can't rely on that. So we have an umdina that there is no such thing as a kosher bird that gives eggs with either of these two simane. Vim roishe echad kad v'ogul, v'roishe asheni chad v'ogul. If one side is flat and rounded, and the other side is pointy and rounded. And chelmoy mebuchutz v'chelmoy mebifnim, and it's a normal egg with the yolk in the inside and the white on the outside. Efsher shehi beyas eiftame, the efsher shehi beyas eiftar. Then we still don't know.
What do you mean pointy and rounded?
In other words, it doesn't come to a pointy point; it comes to a rounded point, right? The way ours are. Lefikach shayel. Now here you have to read carefully. Shoyel Litzayir Yisrael. Litzayid Yisrael. You ask the the tzayin is the one who catches, catch eggs, the one who sells the eggs, who's a yid. The Ramah says, oy oyve kachavim. That question here, which we're going to have to figure out, is whether the Ramah is arguing with the Shulchan Aruch or agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. It certainly sounds like he's arguing. And he says, Letzayid Yisrael. What? I don't know why, but that's the word he used. I don't know why. And anyway, the Tzayid Yisrael, Oyoy v'kechadim, Hamoicher. Now, Imam Aloy shall oif plaini hu, vanu makirim shall say oif tar hu. If he can tell you the name of the bird, it comes from a chicken, it comes from a dog, it comes from a goose, but it's oif tar, saimech alav, you're allowed to rely on him. But Imam shall oif tar hu, v'loyam ashmai. So I know it's kosher, but I don't know the name of the type of bird. Einai saimech alav, you cannot rely on him. Why can't you rely on him? So the Taz brings, because the Amarchik Shikrai, somebody who wants to lie doesn't want to get caught. So if he's going to say, I know it's kosher, but I don't know which type, he can't be caught. Because you'll bring a goose egg and you'll compare it, and it's not the same. He'll say, oh, so it must have not been a goose. And you can never catch him. So if he doesn't say what type it is, ain't I say mechalav? Lefikach ain't leichim bayim and oivdei kechavim. Now, chare, it seems to be beferish, not like the Ramah.
You
can't buy eggs from the guy. Elam Cain, Hayamaki Raisa, unless it's the egg is recognized. And the Shah says, or he says, I've plainihu, and we know it's a tar. But Yesh La Bahem Tvias Ayin Shembeh of Plaini Tar. And he knows that it's from that type of, he can recognize it, then it's tar.
Who
the buyer. He's saying you can't buy from him if he doesn't say it's from this and this bird. So you're only allowed to buy it from him if you recognize you have a Tvias Ayin, where it comes from. Vein Chayshishin Lahem Shemahim Beye Trefa Nevela. You have to know what? What's makir oisam? He recognized them. The yesh loy bohem tvias ayim shein be'ef ploini tahar. I mean, it seems to be saying the same thing twice. No, makir oisam doesn't go on the guy. It goes on the yid. I don't know why he says it. What's a double lashon? Okay, makibam v'yoshloibam to be a sign. Shach dalid is saying something else. The shach dal is adding. L'dasa rabaga, which we're going to have soon. A filibulai tviya sign. Same chenal kashayim ayef pliniu. Vanu makirim shuhtar. If he says it's from ayef plini, vanu makirim, and we know that that's a tar bird. So maybe that's what it means here. Makir means you know the birds. Makir shoy say ayef. What's the lashon again? 1 second.
Don't say that, but then be sure.
Just give me a second. Okay, how you makir oisam? It means makir means maybe on the bird.
Right.
And he knows that these eggs come from that bird. So the lashon makir, which he used before, makir shaisei yiftaru, perhaps goes on the bird, and the tviyasayin goes that these eggs are from that bird.
What about if we're going out of town? Let's say you're in New Hampshire or something.
Oh, you're
like
jumping.
That.
You're jumping. First, let's see here, and then we'll get to the
headline.
What? Why don't we say Eidecha Nema Bisurim? So when we say here Yisrael, the Berak Goyla says that we're talking about a Yisrael Sheinei Muzik Ben Emanis V'Gamei Nechashu. Now we're talking about a yid that we don't know that he's Muzik ben Emanis. If you have a yid who you know is Muzik ben Emanis, so then certainly you can be samech on him like by anything else. Now the last line of Sif Aleph says, "Vein chayshish in lahem shemahem beye treifa inavela." And we're not chayshish that maybe they're from the eggs of a treifa inavela. So you have to know that the eggs of a treifa or inavela are treif and have a din nevela, and they can come from chickens as well. Every chicken, when you shech the chicken, if it's a female chicken, every chicken has in it a cluster of bayim most of the time, and And that's not kosher. But, 1 minute, we just started. But we, but we're not chayshish for it because it's not shchiyah. It's only a miyot. And therefore, we're not afraid that there's any type of a, reyes, any type of a problem with it. So what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch is pretty chamor. From what we learned so far, you can't buy an egg unless you recognize and you understand, you know. Now, do I recognize chicken eggs? I don't know. I never really saw other eggs. I asked Dr. Babbage to bring me pictures of round eggs. So he has. I forgot to bring. They're upstairs. I'll bring them next week. Pictures of parrot eggs and crocodile eggs and ostrich eggs. Bunch of eggs. I tell you the truth. Ostrich egg, I would definitely... it's hard to confuse with a cantaloupe, maybe, but size-wise. But if you show me a parrot egg and a chicken egg, I'm not sure that I would be able to tell the difference. So I don't know if that's called knicker. Alright, so the question is, what? It's not musik to be kosher. It's in that big body of birds that may or may not be kosher. They have 25 non-kosher minim, 24 non-kosher minim, and everything else is kosher, but we only have a chazaka on as many as 13. So there are hundreds of minim that we don't know. Now, there's a kasha. The Rishayim ask, they say, wait a minute. There are only 24 types of trefa birds. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of minim of birds. So what's the problem? Just like Be'e Trefa Nevela Mutik, you go Basarayiv. So why don't we say that any egg that you find should be mutter because you go Basarayiv? This is the kasha Rishayim ask and have Samach Dalet and Cholim. And the eggs of any bird, I don't know what I said, but any egg should be kosher because most birds, overwhelming majority of birds are kosher. So just like you can buy from a guy, you can buy eggs and assume they're not trefa nevela because it's only a miyot. So the same thing.
Why is the egg more mekel than the bird?
The what?
Then why not say that about the bird?
Why don't you say that about a bird? It gets the same kosher about a bird.
Okay.
Paperi is a nafkamina for taruvis. It's a nafkamina for sakas. Otherwise, you'll ask a nevela trefa. You know, nevela trefa. We are saying on the road. So there are a number of turetzim in the Rishayim. Basically, three mahalchim. Taisvis, the Ran in Chulam brings all three turetzim. Taisvis says that, who says? Maybe in the 24 minim, one of those 24 is so common, or two or three of them are so common that rive birds are not kosher. Mechitesi, that it is that way. Maybe rive birds in the world are not kosher. Maybe those 24 minim, maybe they are rive. That's one possibility that Tosfos says. The Ran adds that maybe if you take the miut of Nevelus or Trefus plus the miut of Temeis, maybe that's rife put together. So maybe that's rife. Mechitesi. So these two terutzim are a little difficult. Somehow it's not so logical. Although the taina that maybe most of them are treif may be true. Once you deduct, in other words, you take away the eggs we know, chicken eggs we know, and these eggs we know. And now you can have a different type of egg that we're not familiar with. So maybe once you take away the most common birds, maybe in Achinami, maybe it is that way. However, there is another shita, the shita of the Rajba, and the shita of Taisvis. I think there's a Taisvis in Chulam, but Taisvis I think we had in Be'ya on the second parak. Taisvis says that in Achinami, rive eggs are kosher, and Taisvis says, but the Eved, you can be Saimach on it. For the Chatchila, you have to be Mevar. We have to be Mevar where eggs come from. And that's the shita of Taisus and the Rajba to be made. A kopanim, here in Shulchan Aruch, the assumption is that you have to be machmir, whether this chumra even b'dieva we'll get to in a few minutes. But these are the shitas why don't gobas arrive. The kasha is a strong kasha. And these are the possibilities. Now, it's impossible to talk about Sif Aleph without seeing Sif Beis. Because Sif Aleph is the Dina de Gemara. Tzif Beis is the din of the Rishayim. Rishayim say, Achshav, no, you're going to likach Beis b'stam, the kol adam, v'she'en Beis yoyif tamay, matzei b'neinu. So the Mechaber and Tzif Beis says, okay, nothing to worry about. The Beis today, treifa eggs are not shchiach, and therefore today you're allowed to rely and
why
buy.
Why is different than milk?
Now,
the
Redeemer
that has no
treifa
for animals.
Then it was exerid so it could be it was a light plug, which is the whole tumel.
That's the whole deal.
And here it's not exerid, it's a question of what's milk. Now, the a step at a time. There are a couple of ideas. First of all, let's just get to, back to the nemanis of a guy. Go back on Sifali. The Mechaber said a guy is not believed. The Ramah in those little parentheses said, oy, oy, v'kechavim. You have to know a rule about the Ramah, that even if the Ramah doesn't say he's arguing, sometimes he is. It's a klal. We had it in Simon Samach Tes, Nachas Malicha also. The Ramah sometimes fools you. He sticks in words. Kilu, he's not arguing. And the Epe'emis, he is arguing. And certainly the Pashtus is that there's a machlaikis here between the Mechaber and Ramah, and that's the way most Achrayim bring it. A machlaikis if a guy is believed. The question, though, is why a guy should be believed here any more than anywhere else. You don't trust a guy to bring you meat. So why should you trust a guy legabe eggs? So the Tzvila Tzadik, printed here on the side, tries to make a pshara. He says,
which one?
Tzvila Tzadik is a Haggah on the side. Yeah. So there's only one there. The Tzvila, oh, so he brings, the Shach says that it's a Machlaikis, the Mechaber and Ramah. Uba Ateres Zav Irvev Hadvarim. The Lavush made a mishmash. The Lavush says, like the Ramah, Oy Akum, that a guy is believed. And then he says at the end, that a guy is not believed. So he brings Lashon Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, it's a stira. The Ramah's parentheses are a stira. At the end says, Ein Leichem Beim, and I be a Kechavim. So he writes, Nirali Tzatku Divrei Zikeni. In fact, he was a descendant of the Lavush. He says, my Zayda was right. And I tear us off. The Vade Mashma, the Loi Polig Ramah, Stima Samachaber, Achakach. It's not Mashma that the Ramah came to argue. Mashakasav Ein Leichem, and I be a Kechavim. He doesn't seem to argue. Like Hash. Da Rajba Svirale Yad Uma Neman Gabiti Ima Mishum De Ain Uman Mare Umnasai. He says that there's a concept that a guy is believed if he's an Uman, if he's a professional. He doesn't want to be Mare Umnasai. So Kfail is believed, but like Boy Messiah Lafitumai. And he's totally believed. Mishumachi. Lael Gabit Sayyid Du Uman. The beginning of the Shulchan Aruch was talking about a tzayid. It was talking about a professional. Higia Rama Shapir Daigachavim Gam Kenemon. If it's a professional who wants to be Laimarim Nasai, he's going to feel terrible if they're going to show that he's not an expert in eggs. So Laimarim Nasai. So Gam Kenemon Shaimer Shalif Plaini Vitar. He's believed to taste this bird and its tar. The Yoreshe Yakiru Achakach Laimarim Nasai. So when he's a professional, doesn't want to be in trouble, he's believed. Avo b'samach b'ayri, but later it's talking. B'stam ha'vi kechavim. B'zeh ma'idu ramad, d'bina d'afkat v'yas ayin, d'cheni kevonas ha'ter azav, b'zeh yesh l'hashrei samach loikis, u'miyushiv d'loi noke ramal shen yesh oimer, o'yad v'kechavim, rak sfilei b'achro azu, kuli alma ma'idu. So he's saying that it depends. Someone who's l'maru v'nosai has a nemonis, and the stama guy has no nemanis. So this is the resolution of this stira between the two. He's saying the Mechaber and Ramah. The Ramah holds it. The Mechaber is maskim to this prat. It's not mukhrat that he argues. Now, why is it Tzayid Yisrael? Takamashri is not masking. What he's saying is, it's not a stira from putting in the words Oyavik Kechavim and the ending of Ein Loichem Beim and Oyavik Kechavim. But you're right, the Lashon Tzayid Yisrael is Takamashri.
Even a Yisrael, you have to ask.
Even a Yisrael, I mean, he's saying, even a Yisrael, you have to ask. You can't just assume he's giving you
a kosher. Okay. Seems to be quoting the Gemara of the Rambam in that. You have to go back and say, why did the Gemara of the Rambam say that?
Why the Rambam says Tzayid Yisrael, okay. The Okay, so Akoponim, we seem to come out with a very clear clear ruling, and everything seems to be very good. Now here start the issues. First let me be magdim. There's a general question why here a guy should be more believed. It's a general problem. And more believed than everywhere else. Generally, a guy is not believed at all. And here, to believe a guy, even a guy, Laimarum Nasai, even when it says you could give a tkfela, the shach and taza matmiya, how can you trust a guy a tkfela? Even Laimarum Nasai. And over there, they answer that it's a David de Lugluye. If he tells you it tastes kosher and you taste it and you taste the treifas, you catch it. That's not true by an egg. It's not a vida. It's not a. Vidal Gluya means he'll certainly be caught. Not certain he'll be caught. He may catch, he may not catch him. It's not a Vidal Gluya. So the answer is, and that says a Rishayim clear, the Prima Gadim says it's the Kavanah of the first Taz. Here we're mitzarif two things. Because remember, we have certain simonim which are a Messiah to us. The Trefa eggs have certain simonim. And we know this egg doesn't have those simonim. Now it's still not Vade Kashim. But it's a tziruf. With that tziruf of the fact that it's that we can see the egg, so that's why we're mekel. The lashon of the Prima Gadim is tarti b'inan simanim v'yaymer mishalayf pliny vanu makirim shatarhu demirtis. He says it's the two together. Is this, is that so clear in Taz Aleph?
We certainly need simanim because we just said simanim or avada.
You certainly need it, but that's the reason for the kula. That's what he's saying. The reason we trust the guy here is because you have both together, the simanim, which are not vadei dikas simanim. You have the simanim plus this. Now it comes out tremendous nafkamina. If you can accept, oh, okay, so really because it's simanim, good. If that's so, then to buy scrambled eggs from Gayim or liquid eggs when the simanim of the egg itself is not nikur, we would still have a problem. And he says that. The Prima Gadim says, it's a nafkamina from this. He says, the Prima Gadim is Aleph. Actually, you have it in the last page of your copies. The Prima Gadim is there. He says that they need the large print. Right? On Mishpatzai Zav Aleph. And hold on to that page. Something else I want to show you on that page. Ayin Taz, Tati Be'inan. Right, simanim v'yomer mishalay pliny v'adam akim shataru demirtis ha beis rashim kadem echadim shkori mishakim gam b'shvurais. If you're getting eggs that are already cracked open, v'yef shalahakir asimin, and you can't tell the simon of the egg, amirtis l'chud loisam chinan, then you can't rely on amirtis v'yef shrafay v'kavin uman loisam chinan elam kain simanim b'hadei. He says, even in Uman, you can't buy eggs that are cracked open. You only can buy an egg where you also could see the simen. Now, before I just take a look at that page, at Shach Lamed Aleph, which is also on that page, the last Shach in this simen, he says, Kasa B'teres Chatas, which is the Ramah, Da Fila Achi Ein Liknois Beim Trufais Menei V'Kechavim. He says, to buy eggs that are liquid in liquid form, you're not allowed to buy from a guy. Now, why doesn't he stick in Sif Beis? And nowadays, that they're all kosher, it's kosher. So we'll have to answer that in a minute. But the Shach says, Shem the Ramah, the Teres Chatas is the Ramah. He says, So suddenly, we finished this page for buying whole eggs. We have a good heter. You can go anywhere and buy whole eggs. It's not Shkiach Beineinu, eggs that are treif. I assume that's true in the whole world. I mean, I don't know, you know. With the Eskimos, I don't know what they have, but in most of the world, it's certainly true about chicken eggs. But Beim Trufais, suddenly to buy, now a lot of people buy Beim Trufais, people buy frozen eggs or egg powder or egg beaters. Okay, so the question, if it has a hechsher about its mother, the question is whether these things need a hechsher or they don't need a hechsher. The Chayra, based on the Ron Sif Beis, it shouldn't need a hechsher. Yes. If someone sells you an egg which is clearly not, so I'll tell you an interesting shot. True. So let me tell you an interesting shaila in the Rishon HaKlugim. The question was, well, we rely on Asha of Noyeg and Likach Beyim B'Stam, if you Shein Be'yev Tomei Matzi Be'Neinim. We have no Be'yev Tomei. So if you go into a store and it's an unusual egg, then Avada, you can't rely that Ein Metzuyim Be'Neinim, because this egg is Sichanam Matzi Be'Neinim, and you have to be Mevar. Reb Shlomo Kluger has the shaila as follows. If you go into a person who's selling eggs, and he has, if you want round eggs, he has a choice, he has a selection. He's selling round eggs also, and he's selling, what's a min treif, tzicha treif, he's selling eagle eggs, he's selling treif eggs, he's selling kosher eggs as well. In his store, could you be saimich on sif beis? An ashab naeg and likach bestam, shein beyev tamei matzi beinu. Could you rely on it in such a shop? This is what he was asked. To my shock, he says yes. He says, well, the round eggs you can't buy, the treif. But when you have regular eggs, you still have the raiv. That's not shiach beinenu, non-kosher eggs. As the spoil, what are you talking about? The rule that ain't shiach beinenu doesn't apply to this meicher. He's obviously got a very special a source of eggs. So to me, it's a pella. It's in the Tuftan Vidas, which Shlomo Klug is Tshuva Sefer. And to me, it's a dava pella. Also, in the Dakei Tshuva, he writes on Sifbeis that if the eggs look different, because he writes about eggs that are darker and they have dots on them, they're speckled eggs, he says, Avada, this doesn't apply. This only applies to normal eggs that are Shriach Beinenu. But different eggs, it doesn't apply. Now, I don't know what the brown eggs are exactly from. I don't know how they make the eggs brown. What? Why would organic be brown? But it says brown eggs on the package. I've seen them that say brown eggs on the package. What? So I don't know, the eggs themselves are also, the white of the egg is also brown, right? When you cook it. What? So I don't know, I have to get Dr. Babbage to work on the brown eggs. He'll Google brown eggs and we'll find out exactly what they're from. Anyway, getting back to Beyim Trufas. So we had Akasha, what's the problem with Beyim Trufas? See, there are two pieces of information you're missing. One is a Gemara. The Gemara says, also on Daf Samach Da'alim Echolin, that a Jew who has an egg that's treifa nevela. Let's say I have a chicken farm, and I have some eggs that I know are not kosher eggs. I'm not going to sell it to a Jew. I'll sell it to a guy. If I sell it to the guy may turn around and sell it to a Jew.
But you can't give it to
the guy. So,
it's
a kasha d'sam sefer? Kasha d'sam sefer? You're right. I don't know. So we'll say like right beside him. It's a good thing. Gemara seems to be not a some cipher. I have to look in the tshuva. So you can't slug up a some cipher from a Gemara. Because he talks about it. It's a good cash. I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara says if you want to sell it to a guy, you have to crack open the egg and sell it to him liquid. And that's an insurance so Jews know. We don't buy Beyim Trufas from Gaim. Because there's a reisa. Why isn't he selling us with the shell as well as without the shell? So there's a likelihood that it came from a Jew who sold it to him. And this is the way to be sure that a Jew will sell it to a guy trufas, just the liquid of the egg. And memela, when you're going to get it, you'll get it. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeira beim trufas. Okay, that's the first nakuda you have to know. Now wait 1 minute. If Chazal made a gzeira on Beyim Trufas, now it's not a gzeira, it's an assurance. But if they made a takon on Beyim Trufas, how can we buy bread from a guy? At the time of Chazal, bread was kosher. Bread was milk, and it was water and flour. But we had Hilchos Bishul Akum, they used to smear egg on it. There was egg in it. How can you buy it? They didn't smear egg with the peel, they smeared egg without the peel on it. So if there's a takana, you don't buy eggs. Well, what's the heter? So there's a machlokes rishayim. So Tosfos says that it's only aser to buy eggs trufais from a guy when you want to buy eggs. So there's a reyesa. You're coming to buy eggs. Why is he giving you eggs without the shell? Why isn't giving you regular eggs? So when you're coming to buy eggs, it's a reyesa, and therefore you're not allowed to buy bayim trufas from a guy. But if you're buying a cake, it's not a reyesa that there's no shell there. It's the way you make a cake. There's no reyesa. So on that, there's no gezeira. Tosfos talks about buying certain types of foods. He has I guess, the French names for different types of foods that you buy, and they have eggs in them. So Tosfos says it's mutter. You don't have to worry about the egg, because the egg is not, there's no reyesa. The Magen Mishnah appears to argue. The Magen Mishnah's lashon is a little inconsistent, but the Magen Mishnah seems to argue. The Magen Mishnah says that no. It's not pshat that if it's trufas, there's a reyesa. The Gemara that say they made a takana not to buy trufas. The pshat is you need a simen. You have to see the egg, it has to look kosher. Like Taz Aleph. You need a simen that should be nicker, it looks kosher. It looks kosher is not good enough. See, and it looks kosher, and is there monos? You take the two together, each one would be saimacham, with saimacham both together. From the Magen Mishnah, it appears that he would aser buying from a guy, again, things without a hechsher, which are made, and you know one of the ingredients, you know all the ingredients, you know one of the ingredients are these eggs. So he holds that that's awesome. So it's a machlekes, the Magen Mishnah and Tosfos. Now, you look at Siv Beis, it looks great. Siv Beis says, Asher Noeg and Likar Beim Bistam and Kol Adam, and Beim Tomei Matzi Beinenu. So I fooled you a little bit, because there's a Ramah on Siv Beis. You don't have to turn the page. And we'll see what the Ramah says and how it fits in with what we just said. Zok the Ramah. V'dafka b'beyim ashtichim. Dahinu beyis tana goylem oy ivzois. This heter that I'm giving you in Sif Beis is only where it's nicker. You could see that it's a beyim of, it looks like beyim of a chicken. Or beyim of a goose. Uki yaitse behem. The aval is, he doesn't say anything about bein trufis, he says, we should not let it buy from a guy, things that are not more shchiach than oifis temeim, that you can't buy. So the aval, there are two halves to the Ramah. The Ramah starts that dafka beim ashchichim you could buy, which sounds like stam bayim, you can't buy. You need the bayim ashchichim, the common bayim that are recognizable. And the end says, aval ein loichim what's aser, only bayim e'ayfai, she'enam shchichim yaisam e'ayfis tamayim. It sounds like that you know are not more common than trefegs, achir b'simanim. Until you know some simen that you know for sure it's good. In other words, it's just as likely they're eifus tameyim. There's certain, let's say, the only 5% of eggs that are tameyim. And this is ein shriach, it's in the 5% category. So he says, then you have to worry. Now, this Taz points out, the seder of this Ramah seems not to be so consistent. The Taz is sifkat and hay. Dainu beyes tarnagaylim pirish. Anu yaydim bevadai shayser shalema. Foya batsuras beyes tarnagaylim. Then it's good. Let's say the guy is carrying in eggs, and he drops them, shalai b'kavana, they crack. And they all crack, so what does he do? He quickly takes a bucket, and he puts the egg into the bucket. Now there's no reyesa. We know he didn't buy a trufas from a Jew. No reyesa. But there's also no nicker. It's also, we didn't recognize the egg because the egg came to us broken. Asura kemash makan. That's what it's mashma from this Ramah, from the beginning of the Ramah. And this whole Ramah is sugetzeichen to the Isiveheta Ha'aruf. And there, that's what it says. V'aymer ri v'hani mili b'beis tardagailis aval b'beis shashar oifis sarach la'ayim b'simanim. I can't let shine. That's what it says in the original source in the Issa V'Heter. So this is the sheet of the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah holds, you need nicker. You have to be able to tell. And that's a tremendous chumrah on eggs that were put in as ingredients into foods. But the Taz argues. The Taz says, Be'em is that a, right? He says, is that true? Da'afilu b'nilush b'fas amina seif simin zed demutr. If it's already in the bread, we're going to say later that it's mote, Allah karchav. The b'chol gavni samchina naruba. That we are saying mechamra. If you accept, ela b'bakim shayber avikachav b'feirish. Shame him in the loy shchiach asar asimanim. If you know b'feirish, that it comes from something that's no good, then you need simanim. Is that kosav b'teres chatos? B'shem taisis v'arash. Ela the b'shem harava magid kosav. V'oid ein anu kainim rak shaltanagayla v'ivzis. The Teres Chatos brings Mekilim, which is Taisvis. He adds, but the Magid Mishnah argues. But the Taz says that's not Lahalacha. Divrei Ramah kan heim shaloi bedigduk. So the Ramah here seems to be, it's very unclear what the Ramah meant. So, so according to the Magid Mishnah, if you never saw a whole egg, you can't buy any eggs. Well, you went into a store, you bought eggs.
But I'm a city boy.
City boys buy eggs. I'll tell you a funny thing. Once somebody did shalacha came, he took the egg, said, what do you do with the egg? I said, you could eat it. Eat eggs? Ugh, come from birds. like it's as if eggs come from styrofoam, you know. I told him all the eggs come from birds. It's the way it is. But we're Simon, we have to be assigned on chicken eggs because we've seen chicken eggs. We buy chicken eggs all the time with Simon that they are chicken eggs, just like we eat them with Simon that they're
chicken eggs.
Chicken
sandwiches for lunch, nobody wants to eat them. There's chicken that you just go buy.
Yeah, it's true. I went once to a shechita, and Mendy Bauman allowed me to go down to Truth, to the shechita in Baltimore. And the next day I went in to thank him, the stuff was coming in. So I told Mendy, I knew this guy when he was alive, you know, Tangy. I met him when he was alive. It's
Rishon Kugel, this is what he said when he was saying that the egg, the other eggs were recognizable.
So the...
Those were eggs that are niggers. They say the ones that are not niggers.
Okay. The what we come away with is we have Machlekes Tosis in the Magid Mishnah. Tosis says that you don't need nicker, as long as there's no reyesa. The Magid Mishnah says you need nicker, and it's interesting, Prima Gadim seems to say that as well. But the Taz clearly is Nagel. And now, the question that the Achrayim deal with in their Tshuvas is what to do about buying frozen eggs, or egg powder, or they call it egg beaters, I think. It comes in a liquid container of egg yolk, egg white, whichever one it is. Or they use the big containers of eggs, you mean, of frozen eggs. So most bakeries use containers of frozen eggs. They don't crack eggs.
Isn't that the machabah later on?
One second. So there are a number of tshuvas that talk about it. All of the tshuvas are decades ago. Today, no one would dream of using these things without a heksher, at least in our circles where it's readily available with a heksher. But the tshuvas are talking, the Diane Weiss's tshuva is written in 1957. And he has a tshuva about frozen eggs and egg powder, whether these things need a heksher or not. And of course he says that it's Tali and the Machlaikis, the Magid Mishnah, and Tyson the Rush. So according to Tysis, so you're allowed to buy because... And it's not a problem. So according, now how do we paskin? The Taz here is certainly Nagel. Shach Lamed Aleph is quoting the Teres Chatos. If you look in the Teres Chatos is also Nagel. He says, the Gezeira of Bayim Trufais, that to buy Bayim Trufais, I have to step back. You have two shailas. One is on the liquid eggs, and one is on products that have the liquid eggs mixed in. Now, on Bayim Trufais, I'm buying liquid eggs from a guy. The Shach says it's Aser. But if you look at the Teres Chatos, he says, why is it Aser? Because there's a Reyesa. There's a reyes, so why isn't he giving you with the shells? Why is he giving you without the shells? Tereschata says you're allowed to buy a knish or a from him if you know all the other ingredients are kosher, just the shells on the egg. There's no reyes, because that's how you make a knish, you crack an egg. If so, when you buy frozen eggs, there is no reyes. Why is he giving it to you without the shell? He's marketing it dafka without the shell. And because he's marketing it dafka without the shell, there's no reyes, and you're allowed to buy. That's his psak. He says you're allowed to buy. He says b'shas atchak, because lemaisa the pashtus harama is not that way. B'shas atchak is mekel. Only he says if the company gives you a letter, which there's a little leimarim nasai. So you have to lemaisa. It says you have to ask the guy. The guy has to tell you it's kosher. So you get a letter from the company that it's from kosher eggs, and from kosher birds, and b'shas atchak he's mekel. Now. So Taisa says, what about a blood spot? He says, blood spots are not shchiach. And even if it was there, it's already bottled in the rest of the eggs. Yeah. What? I don't know. We don't find 1 in 20. All right, this is what Taisa says. Taisa says that they're not shchiach. I don't know today. Now, the... Today, there's a side reason why we're not saimach on this, and that it goes back to some type of a tumble. I was this took place in the 60s, and I only heard the story partially. I heard it from my father, Olava Shalom, because this was a tumble regarding not egg whites but egg yolks. And I don't know if I have the story exactly right, but the bottom line of it was that the fact is that there is a reason for egg companies to use Be'e Nevela. What are Be'e Nevela? They slaughter chickens, and they take out the clusters of fatty eggs that are in them, in those chickens that are old enough to have these clusters. And these eggs are very fatty, and they're quality eggs. And again, I don't know today, but at that time, certainly, it was common to mix in Be'e Nevela into the eggs. And there was a scandal where an egg company, which had a hechsher, was caught with an elaborate scheme to mix in the Be'e Nevela into their egg product. And I say an elaborate scheme, the way I heard the story was that there was piping from a different part of a plant to bring in, to mix in Be'e Trefa. And an alert mashgiach caught it. And there was something of a scandal. And since then, there's much more of a kapeda, at least on egg yolks. Egg whites, I don't think this is an issue. But on egg yolks, there's much more of a kapeda. Some hechsherim, perchsidim, they're very, very makbid on the egg yolks and where it comes from. And they don't accept just what they consider to be inferior hechsherim. They sort of, it's an extra zahirus because of the fact, you know, burnt once, hopefully, you know, you learn for the next time, and they're very careful. So that's one reason why today the mitzias changed. Not that they are trefa birds, but there's a second concern, which is a concern which Dayan Weiss talks about at the end of his tshuva. And that concern is the Gemara Nida, Daf Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that there are three things: eggs, onions, and garlic, which are a sakana if they're peeled and left overnight. If they're peeled, no, yuds, if you base it, on the Amud Aleph, on the other time. That these three things are a sakana if they're peeled and they're left overnight, then there's a sakana. Now, the taina is that this is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. And because it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, so there are a lot of doubt that the Gemara is about sakanas. So Chayshish Rebri, I got the Gemara is a sakana. Whatever is brought in the Paiskim is brought. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav does bring the Kepeda on Beim and Shum and onions, which are peeled and left overnight. And that's only if the peel is totally removed. Many people have a minhag to cut an onion across. The onion on the two ends, it's attached. You know, like a salami is twisted at the two ends, right? So an onion, at the two ends, the peel doesn't fall off. If you cut it lengthwise, the peel will fall off the whole thing. If you cut it widthwise, so then the peel stays on the part of the onion. You can put it away and use it tomorrow. It's not klupa, it's not totally peeled. And some ladies, I think, have a notion that you're never allowed to cut onions down. You always have to cut it across, even if you're using the whole onion that day. I don't know, I've heard people have asked me, which way do you have to cut the onion? Tell me, cut it any which way you want, you know. So if you leave it overnight, you have to leave some peel on it. So there's this kpeda on bayim klufais, not using eggs that stay overnight. Ramesh and Metshuva writes, you should be makbid. If you have in your house, sometimes a woman cracks a few eggs and uses the eggs to brush the top of a challah, and the liquid of the egg remains. So you put it in the refrigerator to save for a different time. So Ramesh writes in a tshuva that the person should be makbid. It's a gemara, bayim klufais, and a person should be makbid. However, in Cain, we have a problem with all of these products. All of the egg products, the egg yolks and the egg whites, which are all left overnight. Now, I have to, as an aside, once egg is put into an egg challah, could you leave the egg challah overnight? So all the place can say, once it's mixed with other things, that's not beya klufa. That's a bread, that's a lechem. But when it stands by itself, so that you have this kpeda not to leave it overnight. So the custom is in many places to add something into it, and by adding something to consider it not to be plain eggs left overnight, and to do it that way. At any rate, the Ramashan is Tshuva writes that the kpeda, many people use garlic powder in a container. What's garlic powder? Isn't that just plain garlic? Have something put into it? I don't think so. What? It has preservatives, okay. So Ramesha writes that the kpeda is only on eggs cracked for use in a home. Eggs that are cracked for commercial use, there's no kpeda. That's his makar. His makar is the old rule that all of the things that are usur for these strange kinds of reasons, ein lecha baya lechidushay. If it's exactly what it is, then there's a kpeda. If there's a hishtanus, any type of shinoi, you don't have to be makbid. And for that reason, Ramesha writes things that are made for commercial use. It's made mitchila al das, to put away for a long time. He says that there's no kpeda of beya klufa. Nevertheless, certain chassidim are makbid, the Klosenberger chassidim especially. The Klosenberger Rebbe wrote a whole kuntris on, if you want to know the kulis, you read his kuntris. He brings all the kulis and explains why it's not kedai to rely on it. He says that that's what cancer comes from. It comes from beya klufais and it's okay. Every god will, you know, the ones who. Yeah, I don't want to say. But anyway, he's makbid. At any rate, these are two issues. In my father and in Reisman's bakery, they never use. They crack for egg yolks, but not the Klosenberger think it's because they buy, like to buy Reisman's because it's fresh eggs. But it's not because they're makbid on overnight eggs. We're not makbid on overnight eggs. Egg whites, we buy frozen egg whites. Sponge cakes or fluffy cakes have egg whites. It's because there was once this tumult over it, and since then, my father was already in business, so it was in the late 60s that this happened. And since that happened, my father started using the fresh whole eggs, and there used to be a couple of ladies. They used to come early in the morning and crack eggs. Unbelievable. Two eggs in each hand. They could crack it, and when they finished cracking it, the egg is in the pot, and the shells are in their hands. They're an unbelievable talent. And that was their job, cracking eggs. And then the Japanese came along. The Japanese created this little, they have sometimes little robots. It looks like a little robot, a little machine. Take a whole tray of eggs, you dump it in, it spins, and on the outside, then there's a spout, like a soda, soda spout. It comes out, the eggs. Takes 2 minutes. These ladies lost their job. You just throw them in. And as far as blood spots, they use candled eggs. And at any rate, that's why everything we learned today is kamat, not negev. We wouldn't buy without a hechsher. Because of the shiloh of treifus. But at any rate, the ikar halacha, so you have to know, this machlekes, everything comes down to machlekes of the Magen Mishnah and Taisus and the Rush. This is the din of non-kosher eggs. The tumult over the eggs in the book. What's it called? Leghorn egg chickens? The leghorn. You gave me the book. Remind me, the leghorn chickens we'll talk about next week.